I'm not a bit advocate of the idea of citizen journalism. I think, you know, you have a whole range of different activities and different individuals. I think most people are not interested in citizen journalism. They have their dentists, their doctors, their shopkeepers, their mums or their fathers. You know, they don't see journalists and journalism as something that they do. But if they are caught up in something that is a significant event, people want to tell a story. It's a natural human instinct to want to share that story and tell that story. I wouldn't call that citizen journalism. I'd call that, you know, acts of accidental journalism, just being an eyewitness, frankly. You look at the growth of blogging. A lot of it's about opinion and comment. I'm not sure that's necessarily... Is that journalism? Being everybody has an opinion. They want to talk about it. Is that journalism? Possibly not, possibly. What I think is interesting, though, is the kind of the growth of the hyperlocal blogs and where that takes journalism in its broader sense. I mean, I know full well that most hyperlocal bloggers would deny that they're journalists. In fact, if anything, they are passionate. They passionately reject the label of being a journalist. They are serving their community. They are informing and helping the area in which they serve. I think that's a very interesting movement, an interesting area to watch, and increasingly as it grows, its relationship with kind of mainstream media, I think, will be a tricky one. The final point I'd make is it's very interesting to see how the courts are beginning to differentiate between members, the representatives of the media or journalists and the wider public. In a couple of cases with the family courts, and most recently with the decision to allow live tweeting from court, senior judges have made a distinction between members of the public and journalists. And I think that's going to raise some interesting questions around how you define a journalist and how you allow and prevent certain individuals from performing something that we might traditionally call journalism, but whether they are officially recognised as journalists or not, I think could raise some interesting question and debate over the next year or so.